The Tribeca Film Festival gets underway tomorrow. This year, it's hosting 120 features selected from over 2,000 submissions from 41 countries. Joining us now is Bilge Abiri, who covers film for New York Magazine. Good morning.
Hello.
So this year's festival has about 40 fewer films than last year when the festival spread out all over the city. Why cut back on the films? What's the benefit of doing that?
First of all, they got a lot of criticism for becoming so huge so quickly. It's an issue of manageability. Tribeca premieres a lot of films. I mean, in 2006, I believe there were something like 90 world premieres. And a world premiere, it's a very good thing. It's a nice thing for the festival to have. But at the same time, that means very often it's a film that nobody has heard about. It's a filmmaker nobody has heard about. And while it's a great opportunity for that filmmaker, it's not very audience-friendly because it's hard for people to be able to manage it. You know, you look at the program and you see 269 movies. You know, how are you going to choose?
Right.
Making the number of films a little smaller, they can become a little more discriminating.
You know, De Niro started it back in 2002 as a way to bring business back to Lower Manhattan after the 9/11 attacks. I mean, has the mission changed since then?
I think the mission has changed a little bit. I mean, I think originally the Tribeca Film Festival was a little more focused on American product. I think it has become more international over the years. But to their advantage, a lot of the best films at this year's festival are titles that come from the Berlin Film Festival or titles from France and Canada and whatnot. So. Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's talk about the films now. You're looking forward to films from Canada, France, and the U.S. this year. Tell us about Sita Sings the Blues.
Sita Sings the Blues is this incredibly charming little animated film made by this director named Nina Paley. It tells actually two stories. It interweaves the legend of Ramayana, the Hindu legend of Ramayana, with this, I suspect, autobiographical tale of an animator who goes through a really difficult breakup. And both of these are animated in different styles. And then it interweaves those stories, but along the way, it also has all these crazy Busby Berkeley-style musical numbers using the music of Annette Henshaw from the 20s and 30s. It's really a lovely, charming little film.
Another film, Canadian filmmaker Guy Madden calls his film a docu-fantasia. What's that about?
His film is called My Winnipeg, and I don't know if you know Guy Madden, but he's this art house darling. This is this wonderful filmmaker who utilizes very florid and melodramatic stories, and his style is probably most accurately called experimental, although, you know, saying that makes it sound deadly, and it's not. His films are very funny. And My Winnipeg is this very personal movie. He actually narrates it, and it pretends to be a documentary about his family and his childhood in Winnipeg and the history of Winnipeg. But a lot of the things that he talks about in the film are made up. So there's real documentary footage, there's fake documentary footage, there's real silent film footage, there's fake silent film footage, there's real melodrama, you know, 40s melodrama, there's fake 40s melodrama. It's all very crazy. It's very funny. I think it's the best film at this year's festival, actually.
Wow. Well, it sounds like there's a lot of interesting stuff to look for this year. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Mm-hmm.
Bilge Abiri covers film for New York Magazine. You can find more info about the Tribeca Film Festival, which starts tomorrow, at our website, WNYC.org.